Luke and the Sands of Time. In the sleepy town of Greenwood, young Luke had always been fascinated by history, especially the tales of the Roman Empire. One day, while exploring his grandfather's attic, he stumbled upon an ancient, dusty sundial wrapped in a velvety cloth. The moment his fingers brushed against the surface, sounds echoed around him, and with a bright flash of light, he was whirling through the corridors of time. When the world stopped spinning, Luke found himself standing in the bustling heart of ancient Rome, with grand buildings and people in togas all around. He looked at his own clothes, which had transformed into the robes of a Roman boy. Little did he know, he was now in the era of Emperor Nero. As Luke tried to blend in with the citizens, a group of royal guards approached him, mistaking him for the boy chosen to be a special companion to Nero's wife, the Empress. The guards led Luke to the opulent palace, filled with sounds from the beautiful gardens, and presented him to the Empress. "You must be my new scribe," she said kindly. Luke had to think quickly, so he nodded, unsure of what else to do. Each day, he learned to write in elegant Latin and grew to enjoy the lavish life at the palace. But as he glanced at the sundial he still carried, he knew he belonged in his own time. One night, under a moonlit sky, Luke wished on the stars to return home. Suddenly, the sundial glowed warmly in his hands. Noises buzzed in his ears, and he bid farewell to the Roman Empire. With a bright flash, he was back in his grandfather's attic, safe and sound. From then on, Luke treasured the lessons of the past, but he knew there's no place like home, no matter the time nor empire.